In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Dr. Scott Stewart, Integrated Pest Management Specialist for the University of Tennessee. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And there's some new BT traits in particular that are coming out in corn that have a lot more activity on the corn earworm, i.e. the bollworm. So I think there's no question it's going to potentially influence our bollworm populations in cotton once these things come to market, or at least if they come to market in a big way. And it's also potentially going to affect things like resistance management plans in cotton. The trait I'm talking about specifically is one by Monsanto called YieldGuard BT Pro, and it's got two BT traits in there. The original YieldGuard that's on the market right now has pretty modest impacts on corn earworm. This trait appears to have a much better impact, maybe as much as 90% reduction of bollworms. And of course, those bollworms very often end up in our cotton.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the cotton belt, there is a refuge requirement for corn that only 50% of the corn can be YieldGuard BT corn. What is on the market now, or Herculex? What Monsanto has proposed to the EPA in their registration package is that in the cotton belt, that refuge requirement will be relaxed, so they can grow 80% BT corn with this new VT Pro technology and 20% non-BT corn. So that's an advantage to the growers in areas that in particular have a lot of corn borers. Growers in the South and in the Mid-South in particular, in areas where they got a lot of southwestern corn borer, have kind of paid a penalty on that refuge because they've not been able to use the BT technology on 50% of the acres. Well, that'll potentially help them on corn borers, but again, you're putting a little more pressure BT-wise on the bollworm populations. I'm not here trying to predict how this is going to affect resistance management. I just think it brings up some points that are worthy of discussion.